In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Rich Schmidt coming to you from Brookside Baptist Church. Folks, we've been going through some current events and how they match up with Bible prophecy. And folks, we've had some very, very, if you will, pointed discussions over the last few broadcasts. And I trust today we're going to look at another issue, but we're going to try and make this as positive as possible, even though it's a subject that we need to be very, very aware of and very cautious about. Folks, these things that we've discussed, global warming, cannibalism that's been suggested as a alternative to global warming problems, lawlessness which was taking place, horrific persecution that's been taking place around the world, all these are serious issues that Christians are facing, not just here in America, but mostly around the world, and some right here in our own country. Folks, as I always say, I want you to have a great day. I want you to enjoy life. And folks, these things that we're bringing to you, I trust you won't let them get you down or make you negative, but that you'll seize the opportunity, that you'll seize the moment to look at some of these things that are taking place in our current events and take the action that you possibly can to help preserve this country. I always like to say, government cannot change the heart. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can do that. And folks, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you don't know for sure that you died, you go to heaven, I trust that soon, maybe you'll contact us here at WFL and we'd be happy to take time. I'd be happy to call you personally and to share with you how you can know for sure if you died, you go to heaven. But I'm not going to be addressing all of that on the broadcast this morning. But again, if you'll contact us at WFL, at Brookside BC, that's Baptist Church, brooksidebc.org. First of all, we'd be happy to send you the notes on the things that we've been discussing. And then if you have a specific need or you need to develop your relationship with Christ, let us know. And I personally would be happy to call you and fill you in on that. Again, also, I travel across the country and take folks to Israel through the Friends of Israel. And if you'd like to invite me to speak at your church, whether on prophecy or current events or a combination of both, I would absolutely love to do that. Again, contact us at WFL at brooksidebc.org. Well, grab a cup of coffee or a soda or whatever you like to drink in the morning. And hopefully, if you're in a car, you can still listen. But as we prepare for this day and things get rolling, let's take a look at an issue that is near and dear to my heart, which regards the Jewish people. Folks, I love the Jewish people. No, they're not Christians. No, they haven't trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But folks, the Jewish people, all the Old Testament, almost the entire Old Testament, starting from Genesis 12 and on, is a result of our Jewish friends writing down things that God had told him. Our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, was a Jewish man. He was born a Jew. I love the Jewish people. I love Israel. And you say, why is that? Why do you love these people? Well, we're going to go through that this morning. But the unfortunate thing that I want to address, first of all, is some of the current events that are attacking my Jewish friends and your Jewish friends. You see, first of all, there's no people group on earth that ought to be attacked. I don't care who they are, what their beliefs are. They ought never to be persecuted. They ought never to be physically and violently attacked. And unfortunately, these things are taking place around the world to our good Jewish friends. There's about 14.5 million Jews that live in the world today. In our next broadcast, we're going to discuss a little bit about the Jewish people and what's taking place with them in Israel. Before we go there on this broadcast, what we want to address is some of the anti-Semitism. And when you hear that word anti-Semitism, what it's really in our common vernacular means, it means anti-Jew. It's exactly what it means. It means anti-Jew, anti-Israel. And folks, there is a tremendous amount of hatred that has existed towards the Jewish people. That is something that God talked about way, way back in the Old Testament, that the Jewish people would face persecution and there would be problems that they would face. We don't have time to go into all that, but I want to just address a few of the things that are happening to our Jewish friends, and then I'm going to encourage you. Now, first of all, I'm not a Jew. I'm not born Jewish. My wife has some Jewish blood in her, a very teeny bit. But folks, I don't love the Jewish people, and I don't love Israel because I am part of that group. I love them because God loves them and makes it very clear that they, the Jewish people, are His chosen people, Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. A survey was taken of Jewish individuals in America. Only Jewish people were queried. And the survey came back, 9 in 10 American Jews say anti-Semitism is a problem in the United States. Nearly three-quarters of respondents strongly disapprove of how our current government is handling anti-Semitism, and significantly more see the extreme political right as more of a serious threat to them than the extreme political left. Now, folks, I don't really understand that piece that was in this article, but I know this. I know the conservative Christian community that embraces what we call dispensational theology, in other words, that God is not done with Israel. And we're going to show you very quickly in a few moments four major passages in the Bible that make it 100% clear that God is not done with Israel. He is not done with the Jewish people. In fact, He has four unconditional covenants that He made with Israel. And actually, it started way back in the days of Martin Luther when he wrote a horrific anti-Semitic article against the Jewish people. Folks, let me make it very clear. The Jews did not kill Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? The Jewish people did not kill Jesus. And that appears to be one of the most contentious issues, that the Jewish people killed Jesus, therefore God's through with them. Folks, the Jewish leadership, yes, they had no use for the Lord Jesus. But let me make it very clear. Gentiles literally put the nails in Jesus' hands. A Gentile government known as the Roman government were the ones that put Jesus on the cross. But folks, much more than that, the Gentiles didn't kill Jesus. The Jews didn't kill Jesus. Jesus Christ literally gave His life to pay for the sins of all mankind. He gave His life. Nobody could take His life from Him. So the idea that the Jews killed Jesus, it is a false narrative. In our vernacular, it's fake news. The Jews did not kill Christ. In literally, the Romans, the Gentiles put Him on the cross. But folks, we don't blame the Romans. We don't blame the Jews. We look in the mirror and I blame myself. You say, what do you mean you blame yourself? How did you kill Jesus? You see, I'm a sinner, just like you are. And because I've sinned, if I got what I deserved, I'd spend an eternity in hell, burning forever. That's what Rich Schmidt deserves. I'm a sinner. We're all born sinners. But the good news is that Jesus Christ, God's blessed Son, came down from heaven, died on the cross for our sins, for my sins, for your sins. A Jewish body, if you will, that Jesus took. And Jesus went to that cross, and He literally died to pay for my sins and your sins. Folks, that's what Jesus Christ, the Jew, did for us, God's blessed Son. Have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Well, folks, I want to say this. When you understand what Jesus Christ has done, when you understand His love for the Jewish people and Gentile people, it will take that hatred that somehow gets in our veins away. Now, folks, if you believe in what's called covenant theology, that God has done with Israel, I want to very kindly say, and we speak the truth in love, that I believe the Bible totally would disagree with that statement. You see, God is not through with Israel. God loves the Jewish people. Do you know that there's 6.5 million Jewish people that have returned to Israel since 1948? That is astounding. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the next broadcast. But folks, it's unfortunate because so many places around the country, the Jewish people have been persecuted. They at times have had their property taken. They've been beaten. They've been scourged. They've been cast out. When you think about the Holocaust, 6 million Jewish people during the Second World War lost their life. There are approximately 17 million Jewish people at that time. 6 million of them disappeared out of utter hatred. And folks, I don't mean to get on Martin Luther, because one of the greatest theologians of the Christendom, if you will, the greatest thing Martin Luther brought to the table was that we're saved by grace, that we must live by faith. But folks, he was dead wrong when it came to his hatred for the Jewish people. And Hitler adopted his theology, and folks, he made good on it and destroyed 6 million Jewish lives. That cannot be repeated. Folks, the Jewish community centers, the Jewish Federation in Milwaukee, I so support those individuals. You say, why? They're not Christians. Folks, I support them because God supports them. Let's take a look the last few minutes about what God thinks about the Jewish people. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, he gives an unconditional covenant to the Jewish people. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and take your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Folks, do you know that if you're a Gentile, a non-Jew, that you are blessed through the Jewish people? Do you understand that when Jesus Christ came, taking on a human form, a Jewish body, that all nations would be blessed through the line of the Jewish people? Folks, that is an unconditional covenant. Let me read you another one. Jeremiah chapter 31 talks about the new covenant. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, the Jewish people, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, and in that day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. He's saying, I'm going to make a better covenant than the Mosaic law. In other words, the Ten Commandments and the other 603 commandments that exist in the Mosaic law. God said, I'm making a new covenant with the Jewish people. My covenant, which they broke, the Mosaic law, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law on their hearts and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Folks, the Jewish people are God's focal point for the future. In other words, after the Christians are raptured, after the seven-year tribulation period, God will go to Jerusalem. Jesus Christ will come down from heaven, go into Jerusalem, Zechariah 14:4, set up his millennial kingdom, Revelation 20, verses 1 to 7, and the Jewish people will be there as God's chosen people, and also many others will be there, but the Jewish people will be the focal point. Folks, you love the Jewish people. God does. They are his chosen people, Deuteronomy 7:6. Folks, we ought to treat all people with respect and love. The anti-Semitism that's taking place must stop. What will you do for the cause of Christ today? Let's defend those who are defenseless. Let's defend those who need our help. Now, folks, I pray that you'll have a wonderful, blessed day and meet us back here once again for the Word for Life broadcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.